Montreal. The federal government has rolled out a revamp of its Trusted Traveler program to clear any clogged airports as the summer travel season kicks off. A tweaked, verified traveler program will open dedicated security screening lines at 6 of the country's biggest airports between June 7 and June 21, Transport Minister Omar Al-Ghabra said Tuesday. As membership grows over time, the new verified traveler program will help improve the screening experience for more and more passengers while supporting the highest standards of safety and security, Al-Ghabra said during a news conference at Toronto's Pearson Airport. Program changes include allowing trusted travelers to keep their shoes, belt and jacket on throughout screening. They can leave laptops and liquids in their bags instead of placing them separately onto the X-ray conveyor belt. And they can now have children under 18 and adults 75 accompany them through the expedited queues. Eligible passengers include the roughly 1.7 million Nexus members, pre-approved travelers who can cross the U.S.-Canada border more quickly, as well as military personnel, aviation workers and RCMP officers. Those eligible can access the lines without applying beforehand. The announcement comes after months of travel chaos last summer, when a surge in post-pandemic demand gummed up terminals and overwhelmed airlines. The 300% increase in travel volume shook the system, and every little thing caused further delay, Al-Ghabra said Tuesday. In March, the Liberal budget laid out $1.8 billion over 5 years for the Canadian Air Transport Security Authority, CATSA, to speed up passenger screening and strengthen airport security measures. With traveler complaints to the regulator now topping 47,000, the government also tabled an overhaul to its passenger rights charter last month that ratchets up penalties on airlines and targets compensation loopholes around luggage and flight disruption. The next few months are going to be very busy as the summer season is about to begin. And I'm confident, with the preparation that has been taking place by airports, airlines, CATSA and other organizations, that we are ready for the summer season, Al-Ghabra said. The updated program will reduce lines for all passengers, as more become verified, shrinking the pool of non-verified travelers, said Greater Toronto Airports Authority spokeswoman Karen Mazurkiewicz. With speedier screening at trusted traveler checkpoints, CATSA can also allocate more resources to the regular security queues, Al-Ghabra said. However, aviation expert John Graddick expressed doubt about the overall impact of a slightly shorter wait for a fraction of air travelers, noting the new program loosens a few screening rules but essentially remains similar to the previous setup. To me, it's more a game of sliding cups. Basically, you go from one name to another name, called verified traveler, he said in a phone interview. Graddick, a lecturer at McGill University's aviation management program, also questioned whether a substantial number of Canadians would opt to apply for Nexus and thus slim down the standard security lineup. You're going to have to go after a new set of travelers, non-Nexus cardholders today, to get them to sign up for Nexus. But if Al-Ghabra is in fact investing in people and equipment as well as changing processes so that everybody goes much faster, there might be value, he said. The Canadian Airports Council welcomed the rollout of risk-based screening, referring to not only separate lines, which were already in place, but the different security protocols set to begin next month. Risk-based screening has been underway at U.S. airports for more than a decade, noted Council President Monette Pascher. She called on the government and the airport security agency to expand the scheme and create a true domestic trusted traveler program so that more Canadians can take advantage of the quicker queues. Currently, most would have to make a multi-step application for membership in Nexus. Interviews with Canadian and U.S. border agents often require a visit to a U.S. enrollment center. Those wanting to avoid a cross-border trip can conduct a joint sit-down with authorities at one of only 8 airports in 6 provinces. Al-Ghabra said the government is exploring other options for travelers to subscribe to the rejigged program beyond Nexus membership or job title. As to how that might happen, I don't have an answer for you yet. Nexus enrollment ramped back up last month after a nearly year-long shutdown. The process remained on hold in Canada even after centers unlocked their doors in the United States, due in part to a clash over U.S. agents' right to carry guns on Canadian soil, among other legal protections. The standoff led to a massive backlog in applications for the program. But the Canada Border Security Agency is now processing 10,000 per week, Algabra said. The number of applications had ballooned by 21% in 3 months to 342,000 in July, but shrunk to roughly 212,000 as of mid-March. Meanwhile, airport security staffing, one of multiple causes behind last year's travel turmoil, has now exceeded its targets, said CATSA Chief Executive Nada Saman. We're, knock on wood, feeling great about our staffing and our ability this summer, she said. Starting next month, airports where trusted travelers can enjoy the fruits of that status are Toronto's Pearson, Montreal, Vancouver, Calgary, Winnipeg, and Edmonton. Security at several other airports will provide the select passengers with front-of-the-line service, Algabra said. This report by the Canadian Press was first published May 23, 2023. Christopher Reynolds, The Canadian Press.